This is your Words of Hope for October 16, 2019. If you're like me, you love to have something to look forward to. This may make you, also like me, miss out on things in the moment, but it can also give you a sense of hope that things will get better. In today's devotional, we consider how, even in judgment, God knows those who are faithful to Him. And we realize that, as followers of Jesus, the good things promised in the Old Testament are ours to celebrate today.
Born without enough oxygen, Stephen Lehman has lived with cerebral palsy his whole life. Stephen and his family had to learn and adjust to his disability and a different life than the one they had planned. But Stephen's story is not a story of loss. It's a story of God's provision and abundant grace. We are happy to offer Steve's latest book, which tells the funny, touching, and encouraging stories of God's guidance on the journey of his life. To get your copy of My Journey, God's Grace, visit woh.org and click on the tab marked Literature.
The title of today's devotional is Better Things Ahead, and was written by Laura N. Sweet. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're finishing up our look at the Minor Prophets by looking at the book of Malachi. We're going to start at chapter 3, verse 16, and read through the end of the book. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and the rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction.
As we turn to the last book of the Old Testament, we discover that, despite prophecies and punishments, the nation of Israel still has a contentious relationship with God. Much of Malachi lays out God's criticisms of the people: their worthless offerings, their broken marriage covenants, and their neglect of tithing. Many of the Jews are resentful and petty. Their worship is mere performance and not from the heart. But this is not true of all the people. God knows his own, the people who love and fear him. He hears their prayers and puts their names in his book of remembrance. When the day of the Lord appears, these believers will be his own treasured possession. The wicked will be punished, but these beloved children will be spared. Malachi finishes with a glimpse of better things to come for God's people. The Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings, is the promise of the Messiah foretold throughout the Old Testament. Elijah the prophet is also coming to turn the hearts of Israel before the Messiah appears. Of course, the New Testament begins with the ministry of John the Baptist and the birth of Jesus. Those better things are ours, the people of the New Covenant. May we rejoice that we are part of his treasured possession.
When you pray today, Remember the people in your life who have been faithful, both to God and to you. My prayer for you is that you reach out and thank someone for their example today. Today's devotional was written and read by Laura N. Sweet. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, you can visit woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.